It was 11:30 a.m. on a spring morning when we received a phone call from social services to ask if we would consider taking two brothers. One was 4 and the other was 6. The younger of the two was coming straight from hospital. The social worker told us that he had been very badly physically and sexually abused. We didn't think twice. We just said yes, straight away. The children arrived with a social worker and an aid worker at 4 p.m. The social worker fully expected to stay for a few hours to give the children a bit of security until they felt more settled in our company. After 45 minutes, it was almost as if the children had been with us forever. We had decided that over the next few days, I would take a back seat with regard to their care. We made this decision because the children were abused by a man, and we didn't want them to feel scared of me. Over the next few days, we found out what we'd taken on. The children were what can only be described as feral. They had no boundaries and wanted to come and go as they pleased. The eldest found it very difficult to cope with me telling him what he could and couldn't do, and constantly told me I had no right to tell his little brother what he could do. In the first few weeks, we took the children on holiday to the seaside. While we were there, the younger child had an extremely frightening nightmare. It took him a long time to calm down. He was crying uncontrollably, and he kept repeating the phrase, "The monster in Mammy's bed." When he calmed down, he made some disclosures about his treatment while at home, and we, of course, had to report this to social services. The information was passed on to the police. The children were then interviewed by a policewoman, and as a result, the case was taken to court. The eldest was a true star, giving evidence about the things that he had been witness to. This was a difficult time for all involved, us included, as we also had to give statements and evidence in court. As a result, the offending parties were convicted. We are now a year on, and the two boys are very different children to the ones who turned up on our doorstep. They were poorly educated, the eldest struggling in his special class for children with severe emotional and social needs. He is now in the top band at his school in maths and English, and he is holding his own in all other subjects. He was also afraid of water when he came, but he is now in the school swimming team. The youngest is a much more confident child, and he is also doing really well at school. It has been a bumpy ride, with some highs and lots of lows. And the ride is not over yet, as the children are waiting for therapy to start. We do not know what this therapy will throw up. It could mean more disclosures from the children and more court appearances. But I'm sure that if we help and support each other, we will all come through the other side.